where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
A fire yesterday on Telford Street is believed to have been electrical in nature. Firefighters, along with city police, responded to a home on Telford Street near Brock at around 3 in the afternoon. Further details, including possible injuries or damage estimate, were not immediately known. The new Sarnia Fire Station on Colburn Road is opening its doors today to retired members. The $7.6 million fire hall was officially unveiled on January 30th. However, most residents have yet to see the new 8,500-square-foot facility. An open house for retired members and their families will be held from 11 this morning until 1 this afternoon. A grand opening ceremony for members of the public is expected to take place this spring. Residents and community leaders gathered to honor missing and murdered Indigenous women yesterday on Red Dress Day. It started in 1991 after an Indigenous woman was found murdered in British Columbia. Executive Director of the Sarnia-Lambton Native Friendship Center, Donna Smith-Sutherland, says the event is to acknowledge the women, the grief, and have compassion for the women who are experiencing violence now.
Almost every single one of us as Indigenous people are connected to somebody or someone who has been missing and murdered.
Further details from yesterday's event are posted on our website, sarnianewstoday.ca. Local meetings organized by the Chamber of Commerce continue to support women in business. Events and Marketing Coordinator Robin Cook says women in business meetings are held monthly and a keynote speaker is chosen quarterly. The meetings are open to everyone.
So our audience ranges from entrepreneurs, employees. We have gentlemen that regularly attend the events. Anybody that supports the growth of business women.
The next meeting will be held on February 22nd with Speaker Helen Cole, founder of the Gene Collective, which is an initiative that empowers women in politics and leadership roles. This comes ahead of a special luncheon for the International Women's Day next month, featuring President of the Canadian Soccer Association, Charmaine Crooks. And the Bluewater Health Foundation Dream Home will be given away today. The draw is set to get underway at 10 this morning, with the winner to be announced at around noon. This year's grand prize home in Plimpton, Wyoming, is valued at over $1.2 million. Foundation Executive Director Kathy Alexander says the proceeds from this year's lottery will go towards the redevelopment of the Cancer Care Clinic in Sarnia and the CWE Hospital Foundation. Cloudy today, snow beginning this morning, ending this afternoon, 2 to 4 centimeters possible. Winds out of the southeast becoming westerly up to 70 kilometers an hour, a high of 3. Partly cloudy tonight, slight chance of flurries. Winds out of the west becoming northwesterly with a low of minus 4. Mainly sunny in the morning tomorrow, then increasing cloudiness with winds out of the northwest, a high of minus 1. Cloudy with a slight chance of flurries on Saturday, a high of minus 4.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.